Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, New Year's Eve, the final day of 2024, and you get to decide what you're going to leave behind in this year and not bring with you into the new year, and you get to decide what you want to see happen in 2025. So what do you want to leave behind in 2024? I'm asking that question this morning. And both here on the air, 508-996-0500, on the app chat, on the WBSM app. You can also record an open line voicemail and leave that on the app as well. And I also post it to our Facebook page as well, in case you want to answer it over there. So, a variety of ways to get involved in the conversation. But, of course, we love hearing from you at 508-996-0500. We have the news. The information was released yesterday about what to do with your Christmas tree in New Bedford. So if you are looking to get rid of your real Christmas tree, what can you do about it? Well, Capital Waste Services will pick up real Christmas trees from New Bedford residents from January 13th to January 17th. During this week only, residents may place trees at the curb by 7 a.m., the weekday after trash and recycling collection. And you can also drop off your trees at the East Rodney French Boulevard beach parking lot. That ends on January 11th. You can drop it off at the Brooklawn Community Center. That ends on January 11th. And at the recycling center on Chalmette Avenue. That can happen on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from noon to 5, and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be closed, obviously, tomorrow for New Year's Day, but it'll be open the rest of those days. So if you want to have it picked up, again, you leave it outside by the curb by 7 a.m., January 13th or January 17th. It'll be whatever the weekday is after your trash pickup. And if your trash recycling day is Friday, then Christmas trees will only be collected along your route on Monday, January 13th. And if your trash recycling day is Monday, Christmas trees will only be collected along your route on Tuesday, January 14th, and so on. So you get the idea. And you have to remove all ornaments, strands of lights, and tinsel. Don't place your tree in a plastic bag. And if you put the tree out at any other time besides when they're going to be collected, you may be issued a violation notice. So just keep all that in mind. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I was just looking good. How are you? Right. I was just looking on your page. Oh, my God. Your cat loves you. What a beautiful cat.
Well, not long after we took that photo, he got all attacky and tried to go after me, so.
I can see your mouth was like going, ooh, I don't know. Oh, he's beautiful. How old is he?
Well, he's probably about 11 months now. He was 10 months when I got him back in November, so probably about 11 months now.
You have to get another cat, and that's when they start acting better.
Yeah, one's hard enough. I don't know if I want a second one.
I don't know. We have two, but they don't bother with each other. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Where's that restaurant? when did that open up? That
Pokemoto. Yeah. So they had their official opening on Friday, and they're located. You know where? Well, next to Texas Roadhouse is that little plaza.
Oh,
in Dartmouth.
Okay.
So they're in there. And
wait, what was that before? Do you know?
I don't know.
No. Oh, I love Spam.
Well, so what they do there is they do the poke bowls. I don't know if you ever had a poke bowl.
My brother makes it. They make them home. Yeah, they make them home here.
So they do it there.
I don't like raw fish. No.
Well, no, they have cooked stuff too. You don't have to go raw. So they have cooked stuff there too that they'll put in it. And one of the cooked items that they have that they'll put in there is chopped up Spam. But then this musubi they sell it by the register. It's a piece of Spam with two kind of rice patties around it to make it like a sandwich. And then they wrap it in seaweed to hold it all together. You know, like that sushi seaweed?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I like that. I like everything but the fish. Yeah, that sounds really good.
There's no fish on the musubi. And they have a regular one and they have a spicy one. And it has like a teriyaki drizzle on it. It's very good.
Oh, that sounds
And it's
good.
Cheap. It's $2.99 or 2 for $5.
My brother would probably be up there getting $20 worth today if I tell him about that. We all like Spam. We don't have it often. It's just once in a great while.
But I would recommend if you want to get a bunch of them that you call ahead so they can make them up for you because they only make a few at a time. And then they put them up by the register so that they stay nice and warm. They want to sell them warm. So
that sounds great.
That way there, if you're going to get a bunch of them, you can call ahead. They'll have them ready for you.
And you know what he got for Christmas this year? My sister-in-law got him a pizza oven.
Oh, wow.
Outside. A wood, I think the wood one, wood burning one. Wood, mm-hmm. The wood, what is it? I forget what they call it. Anyway, so we'll have to learn how to make those Byron pizzas.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on Facebook. There's a whole group where people make them at home. Mm. The key is you got to get, if you're going to make those South Shore bar pizzas, you got to get the right pans. And that's where people fail is they try to do it on like a regular pizza pan. That's not going to work. You got to get these certain pans that a guy in Brockton sells and you got to get them from him.
Oh, what are they with the high pans? Like, I know they're not deep dish. I know it's thin crust, but is it the ones they used to make deep dish?
It has more of an edge to it. And what he does is he seasons them the right way so that when you get them, they're ready to go. You don't have to break them in. And there are some of these bar places that will sell you their old pans. So, you know, it's become a whole thing where people want to make them at home. So they make them. The guy's name is Bobby. And if you're in any of the Facebook groups about the South Shore Bar Pizza, people know Bobby.
No kidding. Let's try that out. All right. Well, happy new year.
You as well.
You have a great one. That baby. Well, she's adorable. He's adorable. Oh, girl or boy?
Boy.
Boy. He's adorable. And he's got that thing around his neck. Oh, my God, the skull. Oh, God bless it. It fits him perfect, huh?
Well, and he's also, his collar is all skulls and bones, you know, crossbones
really?
Too, yeah.
Oh, that's cute. All righty. Well, you have a happy new year.
You as well.
And healthy. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you? Good. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. I'm heading off to work pretty soon. I just wanted to chime in about a few things. One thing is fireworks. I agree with you in the sense of most fireworks are mundane. When you've seen one, you've seen them all. But with that being said, I absolutely love fireworks. And the best two displays I've ever seen in my life that were fantastic out of the box was 1976 for the Bicentennial, Lakeshore Drive, Chicago. Out of this world, fantastic. Amazing, absolutely amazing. And then the other one was 2021. For the 50th anniversary at Magic Kingdom Disney for Disney World, my daughter and I were going there to celebrate a mother and daughter trip because we had gone for the 25th anniversary as well back in 97. And the fireworks there are fantastic as well at Magic Kingdom. Unbelievable in all the characters that are on the castle that they show and while the fireworks is going off. It's really lovely. And also what you said, you have to see things up close and personal when it comes to fireworks. Seeing on television doesn't do anything for me. Absolutely not at all. The other thing I wanted to say was what I want to let go for this last year is toxicity. A lot of toxicity, whether it be in foods, drinks, whether it be in words that people say, you know, words I say. You know, we can bring life or we can bring death. We can either be negative or we can be positive. It's all in people's choices, what they want to do with their lives. And toxicity is a huge thing. It affects us, all of us, on so many levels. And especially dealing with the public and everything, you know, I think since the pandemic, people have changed a lot in how they approach people, how they talk to people, patients, a lot of things have changed. And I think we all could do better, you know, with our demeanor, how we present ourselves from day to day. And I know people are human. You know, we have good days and bad days. I know people aren't perfect. You know, I'll be the first one to say I'm not perfect, far from it. But that's what I want to let go of is a lot of toxicity in my life.
Oh, that's a great one to want to hold back on and hold back in 2024 for sure.
And, you know, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions as well. I'm up there with you with that. I believe setting goals is much more logical and practical than saying I'm going to do a New Year resolution, because people, 9 times out of 10, most people do not adhere to those resolutions. So
they don't even make it in January most of the time.
Exactly. If it lasts a month, exactly. But those were the things I just wanted to say, and to wish you a happy New Year as well, and your family.
And to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, enjoy it and be safe.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm going to bed early. I do not ring in the new year. I'm opening tomorrow morning, so I'll be in bed for 5. Wow. I won't even
there
see anything. So,
all right. Well, hopefully everybody's nice to you tomorrow. Everybody starts 2025 on the right foot.
Oh, thank you.
All right, okay. Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. But yeah, but that's what I'm asking. What do you want to leave behind in 2024? What are you not bringing with you into the new year? I think we've got enough stuff that we can leave behind. Enough stuff that we don't need to bring with us. Of course, there always has to be the dope that has to make the dumb political comment on Facebook like Dave. The Biden administration. Like, how about that? Let's leave that in 2024, all right? Let's leave having to make everything a political comment on everything. I'm asking you, like, personally, what do you want to leave behind in 2024? And you got to chime in with a stupid answer like that. And this is why you're not going to get that toxicity gone, Laura, in 2025, because some people just live for it. Some people just live for, oh, I can take a shot at Joe Biden here because, all right, Joe Biden just read your comment on the WBSM Facebook page and got insulted. So mission accomplished, Dave. I see it all the time on things. And it doesn't have to just be about the Biden administration. It can be about anything political. It's a non-political post. Why do you have to make it political? Because you've got nothing else. Because you spend all day on Facebook sharing stupid memes and you don't actually have the capacity for rational thought yourself. So you think you're being funny. You think you just own somebody when really everybody else is just rolling their eyes like, oh, this guy. Somebody asks a legitimate question on Facebook and you have to chime in with that. Okay. All right. We get it. Get a personality. That should be your New Year's resolution, to find a personality besides the obvious dumb comment. And I try not to make the obvious dumb comment when I make a joke, but I don't know. Maybe that's because I'm a more well-rounded person than the people who are leaving these comments. I can be snarky about more things than just politics. All right, 508-996-0500. I don't think we're ever going to get to the point where people leave the dumb political comments aside. By the way, all these people that make those kind of comments, they didn't follow politics at all. 10 years ago, they never would have made a political comment 10 years ago because they had no idea. And they still have no idea. They just repeat what they see on social media. You want to leave something behind in 2024? Ignorance. How about that? Let's leave ignorance behind. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever leave that behind. Again, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take my next break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Again, if you still haven't seen that Yacht Rock documentary on HBO, or on Max. I keep wanting to call it HBO Max, but on Max, then I highly recommend it. A lot of coverage there on Toto, who were hugely influential in the Yacht Rock era, the individual members. Basically, Toto was your backing band for a lot of those great Yacht Rock hits. But they talk about that song. And they talk about how some people were upset about, hey, a bunch of guys that had never been to Africa write a song about Africa. But, you know, it's the song is a mood more than it is a factual telling. And certainly the Weezer cover of it, which is pretty loyal to the original, helped bring that even more into the forefront. So I've got a story here I want to share with you. Before we go into the news with Phil, this just shows how weird people can be about some things, okay? So this comes from New England Cable News. Foul odor raises questions as Raising Cane's in Alston closes temporarily. So there's an odor coming from, there's an odor inside the Raising Cane's restaurant. If you're not familiar with Raising Cane's, they basically serve chicken tenders. But people go crazy for this. They go crazy for the cane sauce that they dip them in. And I've had Raising Cane's. I didn't see the big deal about it. But people go crazy for this place. And now we've got a couple here on the South Coast. I think Seekonk. There was another one that just opened recently too. But anyway, people go crazy for this Raising Cane's chicken. So there's one on Commonwealth Ave in Alston near Boston University that suddenly shut down because a complaint came in to the Boston Inspectional Services about a foul odor in the restaurant. And when the inspector went to go check it out, the inspector noticed the smell as well. The person in charge at the restaurant said that it had been like that for several weeks and they had hired plumbers and HVAC technicians, but nothing helped and they couldn't figure out the source of the stench. It bothered me, said customer Vince Watzker. We weren't sure if we wanted to come back to this one. Watzker noticed the odor at his last visit, but still felt like returning. I just wanted Cane's, so I was willing to do it, but I wasn't looking forward to going in there and ordering because I remember the smell. What? So you know that it smells in the restaurant, but you went back in there anyway and got the chicken. You had to have the chicken so bad that you went back in knowing that it smells and knowing that they don't know what's causing the smell. You went back to there to get the chicken. I don't know. If I walk into a place and it smells, and then I walk back into the place and it still smells that same smell, I'm not staying. I'm going to say, obviously, you're not taking care of the problem, and I'm leaving. And I get it. I've been in the restaurant industry. I know what it's like to have these mysterious smells that pop up. You can't figure out what it is. But you also can't stink out the customers either. And what's funny is you ask ask another restaurant person to come in. Have them come in and sniff around and be like, yep, that's this. Like, most of us have experienced all of the different smells that can happen. So we're like, I know, oh, that's electrical. Oh, no, that's just toast burning. Like, I can tell what it is. And it's kind of funny because people will leave things in the toaster here. And I always make the same joke, like, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm like, am I smelling burnt toast or am I having a stroke? Because they say that you'll smell burnt toast sometimes when you're having a stroke. But that's, you just get, immune to the idea of that there's these smells. And so you bring in another restaurant person that's gone through something similar. They're going to be able to tell you what that is. That's grease trap. And what's funny is when you get really good at it, or when you work at a place that really has a lot of problems, you can differentiate between grease trap and sewer, which is not an easy thing to do to the untrained nose. All right, we got to take a break here for the news. Phil's going to give us an update on all the top stories of the day, and then we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
Jimmy Carter will soon be laid to rest after an incredible 100 years. Trump tries and fails to overturn the verdict in a sexual abuse trial. And your New Year's resolution? Likely shared by millions.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A state funeral will be held January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. The services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter is expected to lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Biden has also declared January 9th a national day of mourning. Public events will also be held in Atlanta, while a private interment is planned in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the verdict in his sexual abuse civil trial is being rejected. Trump was found liable last year for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll in a New York City department store in the 1990s and for defaming her when he denied her story. On Monday, a Manhattan federal appeals court found Trump did not show how his rights were violated during the trial or prove that a new trial was warranted. Separately, Trump was ordered to pay over $83 million in defamation damages after he continued to deny Carroll's account. The president-elect is still appealing that verdict. New York City is preparing to ring in 2025 under heavy security. Mayor Eric Adams says there'll be a large presence of officers in uniform on the scene in Times Square as a show of force tonight. He adds there'll also be a large contingent of undercover officers behind the scenes. Adams says there are no credible threats being made so far. 1 million people are expected to be in Times Square to ring in the new year. At least 4 people are dead after severe storms in the south over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes were reported over the weekend in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. On Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said there have been storm-related deaths in 2 different counties. According to the North Carolina Highway Patrol, a man was killed after a tree fell on his truck in a rainstorm. And in Texas, officials said one person was reportedly killed after a tornado struck. 5 people are being charged in Argentina related to the death of pop star Liam Payne. That's according to the country's prosecutor's office. The singer's manager and 2 members of the hotel staff where he was staying are being charged with manslaughter, while 2 others are being charged with selling cocaine to Payne. The pop star fell to his death from a balcony at a Buenos Aires hotel over 2 months ago. And getting in shape and losing weight is by far the number one New Year's resolution. Healthy living experts warn not to bite off more than you can chew and start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts. Just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least 3 times a week is a great place to start. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. Experts say that's largely due to unrealistic goals.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors face off this afternoon, and the Celtics go on to face the Minnesota Timberwolves away on Thursday. Bruins and Washington Capitals in action today. The Bruins away to face the New York Rangers on Thursday, and Patriots gearing up for a game with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A mostly sunny New Year's Eve in store for you until we get into late afternoon and early evening. That's when the clouds move in and rain hits us later on in the night around 10 p.m. through 1 a.m. So if you're out celebrating your new year, you want to be cautious on the roads on your way back. A cloudy day in store for us on Wednesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
So, Tim, good morning. Let me get this right. There's a bad smell in the chicken restaurant, correct?
Yes.
Why do they call it foul?
Oh, I get it.
I couldn't believe I set you up for that one. See it coming.
I like that a lot.
That's all I can say. That's my story for the day. Have a happy new year.
You as well. Take care.
Take care.
And I don't know why that didn't dawn on me. As a guy who always focuses on the bad pun, I don't know how I missed that one. But yes, foul odor at Raising Cane's. And if you've never had Raising Cane's, certainly try it if you want to, but it's not anything special. I don't know, maybe I'm just chained out a little bit when it comes to some of this stuff. But I, you know, you want to try something for so long and then you try it and you're like, it's mediocre. And I didn't go out of my way to try Raising Cane's. I happened to try it when I was in Marlboro for a convention because there was one right down the street from where the convention was happening. So on my way home one night, I was like, well, let me stop there and get dinner. And they're nice big chicken tenders, but it was expensive and it wasn't that impressive. But I've got one friend who just goes crazy for the place. So I don't know. Try it if you want, but I mean, don't let me stop you from giving it a go. I just wasn't impressed. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Raising Cane's,
mm-hmm,
is, I just started seeing the commercials for that, and I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't even look appealing to me. It just looks like dried out, fried, cooked up chicken. It's just an imitation of KFC.
Well, I mean, KFC's not that great either, so.
Then, no, they've lost their whole, even their coleslaw's gone downhill. Everybody used to compare my coleslaw to KFC's. Now it's like mine is like so superb to KFC's. They just really went downhill. But I don't really eat fried food very often. So, I mean, it's got to be really something spectacular for me to rave about it. So Spam, we used to eat a lot of that. Like the last 2 weeks of the month after my father had passed on and whatnot, my mom had to be very, you know, clever to feed us throughout the month, and boys eat a lot, so we had to eat Spam, unfortunately, almost for 2 weeks. But it got us through, and my mom was very clever at making really, really good stuff, and she could take anything out of the pantry, and you'd swear there's nothing there to eat, and she would whip up a good meal, and I am just like her. I learned how to do that from hers, so I take that with me everywhere.
Well, that's... I would say that's why Spam is in a lot of Hawaiian dishes, is because they didn't get...
Well, I was just going to say that. When I lived in Hawaii, I thought I had every meal that you could have with Spam. But when I lived in Hawaii, oh my God, what they can do. To them, it's a delicate. It's like, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, they love it.
And while I was there, somebody told me that the word Spam, first of all, my husband told me it was a food... it was one of their rations, you know, for
yes,
when you're out. And the Spam, so I was told that it's for special parts and meat. So it should be like an all special parts of meat, but they put an A in there. Army meat, special parts, army meat.
So I think what it really stands for is salt, pork, and ham. I think that's really...
Yeah, but there's no H.
Yeah, the
first letter of a word.
No, you don't have to. No, it's not an acronym. It's a what's the word I'm looking for? But it's not an acronym.
I think we should Google it.
No, it is. I just wrote the story about it. It's salt, pork, and ham.
You just put it out, a story out today?
Last week I wrote about ham, Spam. I wrote about the musubi.
How the heck did I miss that? I open all my emails.
It was on Friday. So basically what it is so they so this is what I found interesting about it. Like you said, the soldiers who were stationed in Hawaii had it for their rations, and so that's why they had Spam brought there. But the reason why they stuck with it is because, and this is something that, you know, I'm sure is kind of buried in the Spam story a little bit. They don't talk about it as much, but because there were so many Japanese people in Hawaii, they couldn't put them into an internment camp because there was just too many of them. So they just basically made the entire island chain an internment camp, and they cut the amount of fishing that they were allowed to do so that they couldn't feed themselves with their own fishing. And so they ate Spam as an alternative to get their protein. I thought that was fascinating.
Yes. Well, when I was there, you know, it's funny. When I lived there, I heard a couple of stories about Spam, and I kind of heard something like that, but not quite of an intricate, like the story being so intricate about it. But so that's interesting. I cannot believe I missed this story. I'm really mad at myself.
I mean, it's just about the musu bee. So it's about the little snack that you can try. So if you like Spam, you should definitely give one of those a try.
Well, I'll tell you what they did do. I don't like hot dogs on a stick. I don't eat, I really, really, like they say, eat fried foods. Mm-hmm. And they would take the Spam and take like, it would be like a hot dog on Spam on a stick. But they would take fresh pineapple, put it in the dough while the dough was still gooey. And then it was just so good. And when they deep fried it, the sweetness, oh my God, it went into the bread and everything. And so I love that. Of course, I wouldn't make it ever again. But also about restaurants and stuff, what a great day to talk, Tim. Jeez, I got so much to say and I got little time. So Dunkin' Donuts, down where that new Vincenti's opened, the grocery store, that Dunkin' Donuts is closed. And that Dunkin' Donuts was always busy. They're closed. I don't know why.
Well, I think they had an issue with their drive-thru because I went to go get a coffee there before bowling one time, and the drive-thru was, like, shut down. They had, like, tape across it. So that might be part of it.
Well, you know, they always had a security guard working there. He'd sit in his car. He had to control the traffic going in and out of that drive-thru.
Yeah, people cut through there because they put in that intersection, and now people just cut through that parking lot.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean, he was there for years. I was like, wow, a Dunkin' Donuts. But I do know they're opening a Dunkin' Donuts by the U-Haul right in the same area right there. That's like between the Bowling Alley and the Ford, Empire Ford, I think it's called, right there. There's a new Dunkin' that's supposed to be opening there. And if I saw right, the, what's that cheese shop with the little Roman guy?
Little Caesar's Pizza?
Yeah, Little Caesar's Pizza. It looks like that closed, and there's a chicken place going in there called Hottie Chicks.
No, you're thinking of over by Papa John's. That's Birdie's Hot Chicken. That's in the former Honeydew next to the old Papa John's.
Right, Papa John's. That's what used to be there.
Well, Papa John's is still there. This is in the Honeydew space.
Oh, Honeydew. Yeah, see, because I'm not a coffee person. I wouldn't know that. So that's like another chicken place going up. So that's weird. We're getting a lot of, not weird, but it's just funny. I guess the New Bedford's a great place for chicken.
Yeah, it's a popular thing.
And what I'm leaving behind in 2024 is anybody with the name Tim Weisberger. Is that you, Mr. Weisberger?
Well, you're off by a few letters there, so.
Yeah, I tried to be funny about it. But no, I just want, you know what I want to do? I want to leave behind all my medical bills. I am not getting in that loop again. I got sucked into a medical loop of, well, go see this doctor. And I was such an advocate for everybody else not to do that. And, you know, because literally what my clients, when I had my clients, and I got in that whirlwind. And I'm like, never again. Nope, this year is just. And yeah, that's what I'm leaving behind.
I have to leave my medical bills in 2024 because I found out yesterday that starting in 2025, I can no longer just say, hey, bill me when I'm asked for my copay, which is what I've said the whole time. Like, just bill me. Now I have to pay the copay when I go.
Yeah, they try to get me to pay my copay, but they always overcharge my copay. And by the time I get my bill from Blue Cross, it says it's less than. But they just changed over my new insurance anyways. I just got a new card. I'm not scanning it. I've got to scan it. I'm like, I'm not going into that right now. I don't even want to know what everything's going to look like. I think they took a lot of stuff away from me.
Well, I hope it all works out for you.
Yeah, I guess that's about all I'm leaving behind. I'm going to Plymouth. I was in Plymouth all day yesterday. I'm going into Plymouth on Thursday. I've got to pick up something, and I got to finish helping a person that I started helping yesterday. Boy, that ring was something.
What do you want
for your birthday? Because I'll pick something up for you while
I'm
in Plymouth.
You don't have to get me anything for my birthday. No, no. All I want for my birthday is for this cold to not take away my voice. That's what I'm hoping for.
Do you like a good cigar?
I do from time to time, yes.
Okay. Well, all right. That's what I'm going to pick up for you. Yeah, COVID's going around. My friend got COVID, so.
Well, luckily here, we just had everybody's been getting a cold. First, Chris had it. Barry has it. Yeah. And now I think I've got it, so.
Well, don't bring it into the New Year's. And I don't drink on New Year's. I don't drink in December, the month of December or January. I just don't know why, but those 2 months, I just don't like to bring alcohol into the New Year, and I just stop in December. And I got married on January 1st.
Well, I mean, that's an easy date to remember for your anniversary then, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why my husband did it. 01-01-01 at 1 o'clock. And I had 50 people at my wedding, and they were all party animals, and they all made it. Because the booze was free, so they could get rid of the hangovers.
Well, that's the way to do it. Anyway. Yeah, absolutely. I'll go to any wedding that has an open bar, for sure.
Yeah, food and open bar, yeah. It was fun. Yeah. Right.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks. You too. And everybody else out there, you be careful and have a schedule of a New Year's Eve.
All right. Thank you. You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And we got to take a break here, but I got some information sent to me by Councilor Large Brian Gomes. Thank you, Councilor Gomes, for the information. He says the reason why that Dunkin' Donuts is closed is the new one has opened across the street just north of the Ford Motor Company. And he said, just for the history, that Dunkin' Donuts was the first Dunkin' Donuts in New Bedford. I didn't know that. So now you've got, brand new Dunkin' opening up. And, the new Dunkins are pretty interesting because they really do kind of, instead of it being cookie cutter, they really do kind of cater it toward what the type of service is needed there. So, for example, the Mount Pleasant Street Dunkin', it's just a drive-thru. The one over on, I don't know the name of this, why am I blanking it? Well, it's across from North Front Street. But anyway, the one they built over there off Cogsall, that one is really just a small little lobby area, no tables. And then it's primarily drive-through because it's right by the highway. So they're really catering these Dunkins toward, what type of clientele it's going to serve. Is it more about having people come in, sit down, or come in and go to the counter? Or is it more about drive-through? And, that's why they're able to utilize some of these smaller spaces to be able to put in these Dunkins. So I still haven't gone over to the Starbucks here in Fairhaven, but eventually I will. The coffee is free here from the Keurig machine. That's why I haven't gone around to some of these other places. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Might be my favorite Spark song, but that is, of course, I Predict. And one of the things that we used to do on Spooky South Coast when we hit the new year was we would ask for, predictions for 2025. What's going to happen in 2025? And invariably, we would always get, what's going to happen in the new year, we would ask. And invariably, we would always get the question of, the answers of, this is the year we're going to find out about UFO disclosure. Well, we've actually been getting bits and pieces of that. But maybe somebody would say this is the year that the aliens are going to land on the front lawn of the White House. This is the year that people are going to prove that ghosts are real. Like these are the things we would get. But I'm going to open the door up to if you would like to make a prediction of what will happen in 2025. See, it's something that Art Bell used to do on the old Coast to Coast AM when he was the host. And I think George Norrie still does. I don't know. But they just ask you to make predictions for 2025. And then what he would do is he would go back and review them. And they would either ding them or bong them. They would, you know, they would give a ding if it came true and a bong if it didn't. So if you want to make some predictions, we can do that. We'll take them today. What do you think is going to happen in 2025? Make your predictions at 508-996-0500. Send them in on App Chat or on the Open Line voicemails in the WBSM app. And then, you know, a year from now, we can look back at them and we can ding or bong them. I think Art will mind me borrowing his bit. So if you want to make a prediction, you can do that. Let me know. What do you think? 508-996-0500, App Chat, Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. I do predict that I've got one more break I've got to take here before the end of the hour, so let me do that now. All right. Now, we got an App Chat message from Participation Trophy Wife who says, there's a job posting for a Raising Cane's in Fall River as of yesterday on Indeed. Hopefully minus the smell. So, yeah. Raising Cane's coming to Fall River. There's already one in Seekonk. But, yeah, hopefully they don't have a foul odor. Now, pun intended, as the one in Alston is undergoing. But as I said earlier, you know, if you want to try it, I recommend it. You know, I recommend that you try it. I didn't think it was anything special. But never just take my word for things. You know, always go out and try things for yourself. Take my word for things if it's a positive endorsement, a positive review, a positive statement about it. Yes. But if I say something negative, don't base your opinion on what mine is. Go experience it for yourself. And like I said, you know, Raising Cane's was fine. It was good. I didn't think it was anything special. It's chicken fingers. The Raising Cane's sauce, the cane sauce is pretty good. But I didn't even like dipping the chicken in it. I just dipped the